This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I am excellent. Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, as we get into spring now, what would you like to talk about today?
You know, we are over the event that we had.
Yeah.
We talked about that a little last week.
Is your team completely recovered? Because, you know, it takes a couple weeks before you start planning the next one.
I was driving in here today thinking, I'm feeling pretty good. Like we're a week out and had a little bit of rest. But yeah, it takes a minute. But, you know, what we do is gather our thoughts. We're going to we had a meeting this week to kind of talk about the things that went well, what that didn't. And then reboot for next year.
So were there things that you said we can do better next year?
I think there's always things you can do better. And really, the team did such a great job, but it's always those little things that you don't expect. There's mm-hmm. always a little glitch, so we just take note of those and change it up a little for the next year to make it even better.
You know, one thing, if you could just get, because you had those last-minute stragglers for tickets.
Yes.
It happens. People wait till the last minute, and then it's like, okay, we gotta try to accommodate them as best we can.
Yeah.
If you can get people to buy their tickets 2 months ahead and be done,
yeah.
If you figure out how to do that, let me know.
I will let you know.
Because that's probably the scariest part for you is watching the slow, you know, progression and going, are we going to sell enough tickets? And of course, it's always huge, but you know, it's always last minute sometimes.
I know. You start out thinking, oh my gosh, no one signed up. And then all of a sudden you think, oh my gosh, we're not going to have enough room. So
yeah.
I guess it's a double-edged sword. Good problem to have. So we'll get ready for next year.
It is. Have you got a date for next year
yet?
No,
we don't.
Okay.
Not yet.
I was going to say, you guys are good planners, but I don't know if you're that good of planners
not that
or not.
Not that good yet.
All right. So now we're looking at spring. And let's kind of look at everything that's going on. Volunteers, of course.
Right.
Twyla working on some volunteer classes.
Yep, she sure is. We actually have one starting next week.
Okay.
So she's been really busy with that. We have 100 volunteers. And, you know, about every quarter she's doing a new volunteer group, adding some volunteers.
So you have 100 volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Do they go through, I mean, once you go through the training, is there anything ongoing in terms of, do they learn more as they go, or do they, you know, go in and that's what they do? Does that work?
No. So we have a volunteer meeting every month,
mm-hmm.
and they have such a good turnout. Twyla has them at the Anita M. Turner Center, and there's probably 50. I don't know. It's standing room only,
mm-hmm.
and she has a different speaker or different information in there each time. So a couple months ago, I spoke about, you know, how to make a referral. And
mm-hmm.
we had some good questions from the volunteers, because when I was speaking, they said, I was in two of those monthly meetings. And the first one, they said, you know, we've been doing this a long time, some of us. So talk to us about, you know, what happens when someone makes a referral. What does that process look mm-hmm. like? Who comes in to see them? So we really gave them some good information.
I might want to, can we expand on that a little bit?
Sure.
I'd kind of like to know that.
Sure.
Would that be okay?
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back and do that here. It's Kristen Glazier, Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, 740-654-7077. Almost made you spit your coffee there.
740-6,
did I say that right? 654-7077.
You got it.
Kristen Glazier is our CEO, a CEO of the day.
Well, thank
CEO
you.
CEO of the year.
You know what? I'm your only CEO in here today,
you
right?
You are. You're,
okay.
You're the only CEO in here today.
Uh-huh.
Now, of Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House, 282 Sells Road in Lancaster, where, by the way, 740-654-7077, fairhopehospice.org. Like them on Facebook as well.
Good job.
Okay, get it all in there.
All right.
So, yes, so you were talking about, call it continuing education with your volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Just like your nursing staff has to continue their education as well, right? So
right.
this is an ongoing process. So you talked about what happens with a referral, or that's part of what they're learning. So I'm going to ask you, tell our listeners, what happens with a referral? When you refer somebody, what happens?
Okay, good. That's a great question. So, I mean, the first thing, and our volunteers ask that a lot of times, because they will have family, friends that they run into. People know they volunteer, and they'll say, hey, you know, my doctor said I should talk about this or think about this. And those volunteers, we train them to know what to do, what to tell them. And it's the same thing that you and I talk about just about every week is you call one number, the number that we gave earlier, which is seven.
Oh, go ahead.
Weird.
I'm just so used to it's reflex.
I know. 740-654-7077. And so when, you know, we tell them and we tell our families and the listeners that you can make that one phone call. You don't have to have, you don't have to have permission from your doctor. You want to you just have thoughts. You have questions. You've heard about hospice. You feel like, maybe this is time. Maybe, you know, we've talked about this with the doctor. Make that one phone call. We have an amazing intake team. And what they will do is take your information. They'll talk with you a little bit, ask you a few questions about who your physician is. And then basically we get permission from your physician to go out, talk with you. Because we want to make sure that you are appropriate for hospice, that you have, you know, the diagnosis and that the timing is right.
Mm-hmm. You know, have you ever had to make a tough phone call and you sit there staring at the phone and you're like, you're working your nerve, working up the nerve to make the call? What if that what if it takes till 2 in the morning to make that decision?
Make that call. It's okay. Someone's there. So Fairhope, our staff, our nurses are available 24/7.
What if somebody doesn't have a primary care physician? What if they just, you know, have never been in, you know, gone to a doctor that much?
Yeah.
What happens then?
Oftentimes what happens is that they will end up in the emergency room for some reason.
Okay.
Maybe they're admitted to the hospital, maybe they're not, but whatever physician they may run across will call Fairhope and say, look, this person hasn't seen the doctor for many, many years. This is what we feel. Can you help them out? Mm-hmm. And that's when our amazing medical directors and assistant medical directors step in to oversee the care of that patient.
Kristen is here. It's Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. We're having a discussion about making the initial call and what happens with a referral. Somebody says, hey, my mom, my sister, whoever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with that one phone call. And then the whole thing starts to roll at that point.
Right, it does. And, you know, just because you have questions, you have interest, the doctor wants you to talk it over, doesn't mean that you have to agree to sign on to hospice services at that time. Every day we do refer or do consults or information only. And that's where we may send a nurse or a social worker out and just give them their options, talk about it. Oftentimes they want to think about it. Within a couple of days, they'll call back and say, you know, I think we've talked it over with the family. I think we're ready.
Mm-hmm. What if they're not ready? What if it turns into an argument with the family?
Well, you know what? That happens. That happens. And oftentimes when you have those difficult discussions, you need some time to just take a deep breath, relax. And unfortunately, what we see sometimes is when a family is in disagreement, then in a couple weeks, we may see that patient back in the hospital and get that call again. And maybe at that time, they're all ready.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, though, the thing we've said before, don't wait till it's too late.
Right.
I mean, let's have that discussion and get going. Right?
Yeah. You know, right now we see this seems to be a time of year where things are quiet for hospice. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the, you know, spring here. People are ready. They've had a kind of a dark winter and they don't want to reach out and call hospice.
I've heard this before where people say, if I make it through the winter, I'll be just fine.
Right.
You know, because warm weather brings optimism. It brings renewal. But, you know, life is not on a cycle like that.
I know.
And it can be anytime.
It can be anytime. And so right now it's kind of a little bit of a slower time for us. But as spring moves on, people realize, you know, that it's time. And we can, you know, you and I talk about this all the time, is that we can help provide some good quality of life. And that's really important.
Exactly. You know, and part of that is just taking the worry and the stress off.
It is.
You know, when you come in, that is, you handle things.
Yeah.
And then the worry goes away.
It does. Well, we hope so. And we talk, that's what the volunteers ask about. You know, they'll say, well, we know what hospice is, but what happens when, what are the steps before the volunteers come into the home?
What's kind of cool, really cool to me, is that so many of these volunteers have been through with you and had that experience, and they're now giving back to the next generation, so to speak.
Right.
And a lot of them already know because they've been through it. And one of the huge aspects, and we're running out of time, is that follow-up. You know, it doesn't end with the death of that loved one. There's all the support that comes with that.
Absolutely. 13 months of grief support.
Mm-hmm. And after 13 months of grief support, I bet you then it's like, I'm going to go volunteer.
That's what we see. It's a beautiful cycle.
It's a wonderful thing. And if Fairhope can benefit you, call.
Please do.
Make the call. 740-654-7077. We're out of time.
Mark, oh, it's been good to see you
today. But see, I will see you next week.
That's right.
All right. Thanks, Kristen.
Thanks.